from newstalkzb.co.nz. It's Andrew Dickens.
And we're talking travel with Megan Singleton. Hello, Megan.
Hello, Andrew. Let's get travelling. Let's go long haul.
Yeah, well, I'm very proud. I must announce that after 20 years of prevaricating, I have finally decided, and our family has finally decided, to decamp for the month of November to Europe to show my kids where I used to live in France and where I was born and grew up and where our family roots are. It's costing me a bloody fortune.
Of course it is.
I know, but it has to be done. It has to be done once in your life. And, of course, that means the big long haul to the UK. And today's topic for you is how to survive long haul.
Yes, because you're probably booked already, but this week, and it still runs until the 2nd, Virgin Australia are doing a return airfare from Auckland to LA for $800. Ridiculous.
I don't want you to tell me that.
Yeah, well, people need to quickly jump in because the dates are running out. So because of that, and because of people like you heading off on long haul, I've put together my list of things that they're my must-dos for long-haul travel. Now, I have to say at the outset, I'm only 5'2", so folding myself into the back of an economy class seat is probably not as uncomfortable as it might be for you. So
I'm a foot taller.
Yeah, oh my goodness. Mm. So here's my first thing. Firstly, my flying clothes. They never change. I've worn the same thing probably on every single flight for 5 years. And they are loose-fitting leggings and a tunic top and my boots, my heavy boots, so that they're not packed in my luggage, right? So I'm never going to wear jeans. I look in the departure hall at people in jeans and I just think, really? What are you thinking? So that's all about the flying clothes. And then, of course, you want to whip those boots off. So I always pack a pair of slippers in my cabin bag. And that's mainly so that when you go to the loo, you know what I'm saying. You're not walking in there with your socks on.
So it is true that when you go up in a plane, your feet swell, and if you're in the shoes, you could hurt yourself in some way or another.
Well, no, it's just the comfort. Yeah, your feet do swell a little bit, and I like to take them off. And then, of course, the issue you're going to have is pulling them back on again when you land. Because, yeah, they do swell a little bit. But I actually, on another note, do make a really conscious effort to keep them exercised through flying, and I twiddle them a lot. In fact, we might talk about that sometime, how to exercise in flight and avoid DVTs. But slippers are my must-do. A neck cushion. Once you've gone squished, you'll never go back.
No, so, you look like a fool.
No, it doesn't matter. Full schmool. Don't even think about it. Yes, okay, you've got to strap it to your wheelie bag and walk through the terminal with a big pink fluffy thing hanging around you. But I don't care because once you've gone squish, you won't go back. You know, you can pick these up for a song at the $2 store, so you don't even have to buy them for $25 at the airport. Get them cheaper than that.
It's been an awful long time since I did long haul. A squishy head pillow, is that different to those sort of round rings that you snap around your neck?
Yeah, so that's not the blow-up ones. So they're the fluffy ones, and they're kind of, you can sort of mold them. And here's a little tip. I spin mine around, and I put it back to front so that my chin now rests down on it, and the back of the chair isn't pushing my head forward. Mm. And, of course, if you're near a window seat, you can just use it, make yourself a little nook, and that's where the pashmina comes in, because you wear that as a scarf when you get on, you use that as a blankie if it's too cold, you make yourself a little nook in the window corner with your pashmina, essential, probably not going to look so great on you, but there we go. Earplugs is a must for engine noise and babies, and I can never get those squishy ones to stay in. So those, you know, little orange ones. Yeah. So I always go for those silicone ones that you can mold with your hands, warm them up and shove them in your ear lug, and that's all good. And then, yeah, some lip balm. I was out last night for dinner and we were going through this list and my friends were saying, oh, I've got to have lip balm. If I don't have lip balm, I'll die. Oh, right? So I thought I'd better tell you that.
Okay, my final question is, do you take the blindfolds? You know, the...
I do, yes. And actually, if you ever get to fly up front in Air New Zealand, they've got those ones that on your eyes while you're sleeping. It says, are we there yet? Or something like that. It's very funny.
Oh, that's very good.
They are really good. They're really helpful because the lights are on, people are reading, and you can just go out to Never Never Land. And that's,
next time you do long haul, could you get somebody to take a photograph of you? Because I can see you with the blindfolds on, the squishy head pillow, the pashmina, and in the loose clothing, and with your tootsies going all over the place. You look like a homeless person.
Happy as a sand boy.
Good on you. Okay, this is all on your blog site, bloggeratlarge.com. Travel tips, what to wear on a long haul flight if you're going out there. Remember, $7.99 to LA return. And who's that with? Virgin.
That's Virgin. So all of the travel agents are doing it.
Yeah, that's great. And it's up on my Facebook page as well. Megan Singleton, thanks so much.
Thank you, Andrew. Bye-bye.